Howdy.
I have some cowboy logic for you here this morning, or this evening, or tonight, whatever it is. Never approach a bull from the front, a horse from the rear, or a liberal fool from any direction. Always drink upstream from the herd. There you go. Good stuff. Hey, you know what? I'm not understanding these riots. These riots in Portland and Seattle and so many other places. I don't get it. I mean, all you got to do is set up a little machine gun. With rubber bullets. You won't kill anybody. You will knock them down. If they get up, you do it again. Round two. And they'll be good little boys and girls from now on. I mean, they're breaking the law. They're hurting people. They're burning businesses down. Knock them down. Again, aim low. They could be riding Shetlands. You don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want anything lasting, but you do want to make an impression. And I'm serious. This is not a joke. Again, that was round three. It will clean things up, and guess what? Do that a couple of times, and there'll be no more riots. You can have a civil place. You can talk to people. You can get organized and stop burning people's businesses down. This is a bad, bad thing. Why doesn't somebody grab hold here and get the bloody job done? I don't get it. August 23rd or 4th, right after the convention of the Democrats, the president opened up a press conference with, hey, I hope you guys all had a good convention, talking to all the reporters. That was just so cute, kind of funny, which of course meant, and rightfully so, truthfully so, that everyone in the room was a liberal. Bad. And every time they write a story, it's a liberal slant. Bad again. 2020, you know what? We've had so many things. We've had civil unrest, as I've already talked about. We've had a pandemic, a divisive U.S. election. We've had the, you know, the virus has been, of course, horrible. We've had so many things, floods in some places and fires and tornadoes. And now NASA tells us that based on 21 observations, which span 12.968 days, where did that come from? That there is a asteroid probably going to hit the Earth and probably won't have a deep impact, but we don't know for sure. And probably it'll come the day before the U.S. election. Good grief. What else can we take? Locusts are coming with that thing, I'm sure. In Canada, there's as many as 40 television stations and upwards of 200 Canadian radio stations that probably will close soon. And they're going to be out of business. They have no money. But meetings are up and sales are down. And by that, I mean, literally, that the CRTC, that's the little body of bureaucrats that come in and tell you what to do, tell you what to say, and they restrict all of your movements, and it makes it very difficult to operate. There's so many rules. All of these little Hitlers, they get into a room, and we don't have a rule yet today, so let's create another rule. And most of them are silly rules. They're designed to protect us from ourselves. And how do you operate a business like that? With great difficulty, and for a number of years, people have been experiencing that and going through it. But now the world has changed. The advertising world has changed. You have Facebook and YouTube and so many other platforms now that advertisers go to. Their radio stations are under great threat. And they get money now from the government, but they need more money and they need less regulation. Will the government give them less regulation? Probably not. Will they give them more money? Probably. They like to have all the media on welfare because then effectively it's an extension of their message, of their left-wing, liberal, crazy message. So I hope they just go broke, or better yet, transform, transition, go over to the internet where you don't have those little guys, the little Hitler guys that I've already mentioned, telling you how to run your business. That'll be good. Scotiabank recently reported their last quarter profit of $1.3 billion. The Bank of Montreal reported similar amounts, $1.23 billion for the third quarter. How come they make so much money? They take your money and give you 1%, and they give it to somebody else at 4%, so that spread then makes that much money, right? That's not it. They take all your money, and banks and institutions like them are responsible for upwards to 90% of all the trading activity in the marketplace. So effectively, by default, you're in the mutual fund business, but you don't get to share in the profits because they don't tell you that they're doing that with your money. You actually think it's in the bank for safekeeping. It isn't. It's being risked. It's at risk by them. They're buying gold. Gold has gone up. Wow, has it ever gone up? Banks are making money. So when you see these big profits, it's not because they're smart lenders. On the contrary, you want to start up a Pizza Hut or something, go in there and try to borrow money, good luck. You have to mortgage your house and have your great-grandmother rise up and sign for you. And so it's not a good system, right? And they're out making money. Is that right? Of course it isn't. Should a politician stand up in Canada, a member of parliament, an MLA or somebody, and say, hey, we want full disclosure here. You can do what you want, but you have to tell people that you're really using their money to go out and invest so you can make more money for your stockholders And those things, those components, are not the same as the people who are putting the money into the bank. Mexico, jumping. Hey, keep up with me. Mexicans, they drink a lot of pop, a lot of soda pop. It's interesting. Canadians call it pop. Americans, we think, call it soda. But yet in some places like Chicago, they call it pop. I call it soda pop. Ah, potato. Potato, bagara, tomato, tomato, something like that. Anyway, Mexicans, they drink more soda pop than any other country. 163 liters a year. And portable water, where it's scant, soda is often sold for less than water. 70% of all children drink soda every day. And that same 70% drink it at least three times a day. And 70% of children, which of course sounds like the entire number, have soda for breakfast. 7 a.m., you get up, you have some Coca-Cola. Ugh. Well, hey, more stuff for you from your wiser advisor. Come back. We'll have more for you from the right. Shocking information.